There you go. Nancy Berry will join us in a few minutes, the mayor from the city of College Station. In Madison, Wisconsin, the chapter of Gilda's Club will be changing its name later this week because young people don't know what the name means. See, it was named for Gilda Radner, who was the Saturday Night Live star who died of ovarian cancer in 1989. Gilda's Club is named from her famous remark in which she compared cancer to membership in an elite club I would rather not belong to. So there are about 24 branches of the Gilda's Club cancer support groups around the country, but a handful have undergone a name change recently due to the fact that there's just no more name recognition among the potential new members, according to Gawker.com. One of the realizations that we had this year is that our college students were born after Gilda Radner had passed away. So we are seeing younger and younger adults who are dealing with cancer diagnosis, and thus we need to have a name that works a little bit better. Which makes me think, okay, where do we go from there? Does that become Martin Luther King Day is going to be changed to the name of the honor some black guy who used to walk around the South a lot?
People will never forget who Martin Luther King Jr. was.
No, they forgot who Gilda Radner is, though. And then in the Mayo Clinic, are people going to be...
Well, someone from Saturday Night Live is kind of different from like a huge without activist a doubt. And cultural... You know, changer.
And, but also, imagine, if you would, the disappointment in a child's mind when they go to the Mayo Clinic and find out that it's not something that you put on a sandwich.
Well, it's not.
No. How about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? They could change that to the free iPad guy or something like that, because that would probably attract more children. But it's interesting just the way the market changes. Yesterday, a federal judge ordered tobacco companies to apologize for lying to the public about the dangers of smoking. Gladys Kessler orders cigarette companies to take out ads acknowledging that they knowingly deceived the public about the dangers of cigarettes by promoting their low tar and light varieties as less harmful, and to publish corrective statements regarding smoking. Among the required statements are that smoking kills more people than murder, AIDS, suicide, drugs, car crashes, and alcohol combined, and that secondhand smoke kills over 3,000 Americans a year.
Well, wait a second. They weren't saying all that stuff by their ad. They were saying that the light or filtered was not as bad as a regular, right?
Well, again, it's been a long time, but they would say less tar and nicotine, right? They would say that.
Yeah, well, if that's what, that's not fair. If she's going to make them do all that stuff when their ad was true, whether or not their thing damages people.
Well, again, it's a matter of if people are stupid or they make a stupid presumption based on the advertising. But what she's saying then is that smoking kills on average 1,200 Americans every day. They'll need to put that in there.
Yeah, but they didn't say in their ad that smoking does not kill 1,200.
No, they did not.
Cigarettes
they were just, they were, again, the perception that that was a safer cigarette. And then also she says you need to put in the ad, when you smoke, the nicotine actually changes the brain, and that's why it's so hard to quit. So there you are. Mayor Nancy Berry coming in to sit in the interview throne this morning. There you go. You know, then scoot it up there and put on her headphones.
Did she have a good Thanksgiving?
Well, I think she'll tell us in just a minute when she puts her headphones on and all that. Right or left ear thing. How are you today?
Outstanding.
Okay, that's good. So you can go ahead and open your soft drink if you want to.
So kind of you.
That's all right. She
we all want to hear the sound on
well,
the...
She needs, yeah, she needs caffeine early in the morning. We know that, so that's fine.
Some people take it in coffee. I just take it in...
I understand, like that.
Yeah.
Did you ever smoke?
No.
Yeah, okay. And because I'm a reformed smoker. And I used to love smoking. It's just, you know, it's very offensive to people who don't, so, yeah.
I'm not offended, Scott.
Oh, thank you. Well, I don't smoke anymore, so it doesn't matter. So how was your Thanksgiving?
Outstanding.
Good. Stay here, or did you travel?
I did.
Oh, all right. Right there.
My son surprised us by coming home.
Oh, good.
Yeah, great. And I now inherited a grand dog.
Oh, you have a grand dog now.
Is that why your son came home?
Yes.
To drop off the grand dog?
Yeah, well, it's an old dog. And, you know, in the Northeast, there's a law that when you get 70, you have to move to somewhere warmer.
Florida,
in the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's either Florida or Texas. Yeah. So it's a, we think, maybe about a 14-year-old dog. So okay. He's coming south for the winter.
Yeah, bet you can't teach it new tricks.
Trying, but it's a hard. A hard gig.
Yeah. It's found the carpet. Are you telling me that? Yeah. Rather than the hardwood floors. No, never mind. We don't have to go there. Hey, sir, are you going to the football game this weekend?
I am.
Do you have some sort of the Brazos Bowl? It's the first annual Brazos Bowl is going to be held. Are you like flipping a coin? Are you doing anything in official capacity?
No, my husband and I are sponsors, so I guess that gives us some good seats.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, the weather will be great. The weather's going to be spectacular. It's going to be 75-ish and should be fun. Yeah, and we're looking forward to that.
Are you going?
Probably not, but, we'll see.
Well, it would be nice to get some local support. So
we are going to get plenty of local support. We'll be there for the news conference, of course, and we put together the broadcast crew. We help do that. So
yeah, but for the listeners.
Ah, that's true.
It's $5, and then all students get in free with an ID. So the idea is, to show off our local facility that's
And
to give exposure to Blinn.
And athletically, my view in it, and I like to go watch high school football games for the same reason. If you find two teams that are evenly matched and you don't care who wins, I mean, you really can enjoy the game a lot differently, I think.
Yes and no.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why I say that. We got tickets to go to the Final Four when it was in Houston.
Okay.
And we went to the semifinals.
Right.
And we had no interest in any of the four teams.
Right.
And we had great seats.
Uh-huh.
The fans, the good seats to go to the corporate sponsors.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
So right, right.
The fans for the team are out in the nosebleeds. And I'm a sports fan. So
yeah.
I go to Aggie Sports and stuff like that. The players and kind of know the emotion of the team and the highs and lows over the season. And when you have no interest in who wins, mostly the people around you have no interest when it wins. So nobody is screaming or getting excited about it. It's like ho-hum and, hey, did you see this on, TV or
how
something?
How brilliant. Okay, that's interesting. Okay.
So it was kind of like almost a non-event, but it was kind of fun to watch what was going on in the end zones because those guys were going ballistic because their teams are so. On the one hand, it's nice to be detached, but on the other hand, it really is probably better to be engaged.
You don't get that gut clench about that last second, whatever. Well, okay. That's an interesting point of view. I hadn't thought about that. Well,
okay.
And now on to more important things, and of course, that means Jethro Trivia.
Ah, yes. My favorite. That's why I get up in the morning to come here.
Yeah, exactly. It's pop culture and recent current events. It's fun to play. It's easy to win. Sorry, no wagering. Today's topic is...
And no prizes.
No prizes involved at all. Proof of concept. Today, it's proof of concept. Reports from Vermont this week suggest, or if you're from Texas, Vermont... reports from Vermont this week suggest new clues regarding the existence of what? Is it A, UFOs, B, climate change, C, Bigfoot, or D, moderate consensus-minded U.S. moderate consensus-minded U.S. legislators? No, they don't exist. We know that. All right, so once again, reports from Vermont this week suggest new clues regarding the existence of A, UFOs, B, climate change, C, Bigfoot, or D, moderate, consensus-minded U.S. legislators. Kevin, you're first.
It's got to be Bigfoot.
Oh, you think so. Okay, Kat?
Oh, I don't know.
Now, we have to have a level of interest here. We've just talked about a whole deal where you go someplace and you're not interested. You need to be interested.
I am interested, but someone on another station is texting me saying, tell us at the next news thing who won Dancing on the Stars, and I don't know who won it, and I'm confused.
Well, I can find that for you if you'll give me an answer here.
Oh, okay.
All right. It's UFO, climate change, Bigfoot, or moderate consensus-minded U.S. legislators.
I'll go with Bigfoot just because that's our little topic of the day.
Topic of the day, huh? Okay, Mayor?
It is Bigfoot. I read it in the New York Times 2 days ago.
Listen to that. Yes, indeed.
She cheated. The mayor cheated.
I didn't cheat. I just try to be informed.
I could just see her at home going, I got to read the Times today because this is my week to be on the radio for Jethro Trivia.
I read it every day.
Okay. It's
gets delivered to my house.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Do you do that?
Okay. Yeah. I actually like to... Get newsprint on my hand.
You're a tactile learner.
Exactly.
Like to do that. Okay. Now, Frank Sashinsky claims he has undeniable video proof of Bigfoot lurking in his backyard. Now, this is what I find amazing. Of all the backyards that Bigfoot decides to show up in is Frank Sashinsky's, and Frank happens to be a self-described researcher of Bigfoot. Isn't that amazing? I mean, what are the odds that that would happen?
Uh-huh.
That Bigfoot would be walking through the alley and go, let's go into Frank's backyard because he's a Bigfoot researcher.
Mm-hmm. No, you see, Bigfoot's been traveling all around.
Oh, is that
but
right?
But only researchers recognize
that's,
it.
That's what it is. That's it. You got to know what you're looking at.
Exactly.
You got to know what you're looking at.
You might think it's the, you know, the big dog, the lab next door that's running through your yard chasing a ball.
It's just a matter of perspective.
Exactly.
If you have the information, then it's okay. All right. So, but anyway, he says he's got video of it. So we're going to see the video, I wonder. He's probably going to sell it to a network, and after he sells it to the network, we'll get a chance to see
it.
Wow.
You
don't
think it's the Inquirer first?
No. Yeah, really. Exactly. All right. So listen, we got, Christmas at the Creek, the holiday thing that's coming up at City of College Station?
Yeah, it is. This is, kind of a new tradition for us. But we have more drive-through stuff at Beachy Park.
Okay, for people who are used to doing that, right?
Yeah, and that was one of the information that we got last year on feedback. You know, there are a number of people who are not able to go get out and walk around the car, so they like the drive-through, so we're still doing some of that.
Good.
The new tradition is Christmas at the Creek and Wolfpin Creek Park, and we've got four evenings where it's going to be fun. We're going to have some stage performances, gospel choirs, even a night for you and your pet to enjoy the free holiday movies.
And there's food there, too, right?
There is. Yeah. Usually there's hot chocolate and cookies and stuff like that.
I think Chef Tay and the cake junkie people are going to be there to sell their stuff.
Each night there'll be a live nativity. I'm not participating.
Understand.
Hay rides, petting zoo, live entertainment, photos with Santa, holiday shopping, and a whole lot more. And it's going to this weekend, Friday and Saturday, 6 to 9, and then the following weekend, the 7th and 8th, also 6 to 9. Free parking, and you can also drop off the cars at Post Oak Mall and walk over. Hay rides are also available, and we're using the hay rides to ferry some people from Post Oak Mall to the site. So,
oh, very good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so.
And the Arts Center on Colgate and Wolfpin Creek is where Pictures with Santa are going to be.
Oh, very good. And I guess the sidewalk finished there through that area? I know they were working on a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So got that done?
Yeah.
Should be fun. All right, so that's coming up this weekend, even though it's not going to be Christmassy weather. But, you know, what the heck? If you want to do that.
Most often, I mean, I've only been here for 31 Christmases,
right.
So I can't say forever. But it's very few years have we had, you know, snow on the roof for Santa.
No, that's true.
He seems to manage to get here without snow.
We got snow pretty close about 7 or 8 years ago, I think, I recall one. But, yeah, they are.
Well, there was one year, I remember, when Consolidated went to state, mm-hmm. and everybody went to Houston, came back, and their pipes were
Right. Yeah, they were happy about that.
Yeah, because we had this really deep freeze.
Right.
And then that I think it was like the 24th or 23rd, came back, and whether it just warmed up enough and
boom.
Yeah,
perfect. It was just perfect.
So Christmas weather.
Well, there you go. So anyway, so that's coming up. That'll be fun. And again, the stuff is still going on in Central Park. Anything else going on? Y'all had your last meeting, I guess. Was it the last meeting of the year on Monday?
Yeah. No, we have another one coming up in December 12th or 13th, I think it is.
I guess because of the Thanksgiving, that's why you moved it all to Monday,
correct.
To have your meeting there.
And then usually, I think, the fourth Thursday is Christmas and stuff. So.
Gotcha.
So it'll be the second Tuesday in the month. And
you've got your new members
said goodbye to Dave Rusink and Katie Marie Lyles and welcome James Benham and John Nichols. They had their briefings on Monday, so they'll be ready to go.
They're ready to go for the interview. I'll have Councilman Benham here on Friday, as a matter of fact. He'll be here to talk about some stuff.
He will do a good
job
for you.
Yeah, well, that'll be great, good fun. All right, then we'll see you in a couple of weeks. You got anything else, or that pretty much covers it?
Well, let me just give you, if you have a second.
I have a second.
Okay, well, the kickoff for Christmas at the Creek is this Friday, so let me give you a rundown of what's going on Friday.
Okay.
On the stage at Wolfpin Creek is 6 to 6:30 is the Kids Club dancers. They are so cute, and it's amazing the moves that these little kids make. Yeah, terrific. 6:30 to 7, we've got the Bryan College Station Girl Scouts. 7 to 7:30. If you missed it at 6 to 6:30, we have the Kids Club's dancers again.
That's my daughter.
All right.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Very good. And 7:30 to 8 is the Brazos Valley Community Church of God Choir. And again, a return performance to the Kids Club's dancer. And then 8:39, Brittany Baslone. Hey, okay. So
should be good.
Yeah. And then on the 1st is a short original musical written by local composer Mark Taylor, exclusively for Christmas at the Creek. And you can join Santa, Mrs. Claus, and a couple of elves in charge as they come to College Station for a little pre-Christmas Texas giveaway.
I'm an elf in charge.
I thought you were the
elf
in
charge.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, oh, there's anyway, so many things I could say.
Don't. Anyway, there's a whole schedule, and I think you can get this on the College Station City website, cstx.gov/Christmas.
That's it. Okay, thanks for coming in.
Always a pleasure.
All right, it's Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station on News Talk 1620.